Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dick Vermeil's Fearless Forecast, presented by Independence Blue Cross. Live Fearless on the line with us is the great Dick Vermeil. Hi, Dick.
Good morning.
All right, Dick, we got a big game on Sunday. Let's start with your thoughts on the Eagles' victory on Monday night against the Redskins. What did you see in that one?
I think a team more typical of what they really are. You know, I think it's been coming on, coming back. The utilization of the offense, the defense playing as they are. And, and of course, the home field advantage and the Redskins being banged up and the Eagles not allowing the Redskins to hang with them. And I just think that was a more typical of what we're going to see in the remainder of the season.
Yeah. And one of the people we really had a lot of focus on, obviously, is Carson Wentz coming off the surgery. And it's exactly 1 year minus one day, Sunday, since the injury, Dick. Do you see him starting to feel confidence again in the leg? Tell us about Wentz.
Well, you know, I never saw the lack of confidence in him that you guys saw.
Okay.
I just think he's playing well. We've got the new receiver in Tate. He's blending into the scheme. The pass protection's getting a little better, or else the pass rush wasn't as good. But the Redskins had a reputation of being a pretty good defense coming in.
Right.
But I just believe that, he's continuing to grow, and I think the offense scheme keeps broadening to take advantage of him like they did last week. And actually, the defense is a disadvantage if they force him out of the pocket. I mean, he kills him when he gets outside the pocket. I think they've got to try really hard to keep him inside there and make him throw standing still.
Well, you led me to my next thing, Dick. When you were game planning, if you're putting together an offensive game plan, are you building in Wentz throwing a lot on the run? Because you're right, he's been amazing at that. Wouldn't you want to build that into the offense?
Yeah, you would like to, and I'm sure that Doug and staff have things that they deliberately get him outside with, because there's so much flexibility in what you can do with the game plan and what he can do.
Right.
You know, when you get outside, it takes a little longer. You know, especially if he comes straight back, then bounce outside, then allows wide receivers and tight ends to work downfield more and cross the field more and in between zones and run away from man coverage. And that's why he's getting the big plays downfield when he's outside the pocket.
Yeah. Well, he's good at that. Dick, what about the running game a little bit? Now that this Josh Adams kid is coming along, tell us what you think of Adams, and would you use that a lot in a big game like Sunday's?
I wouldn't rotate him. I'd leave him, let him play.
Wow.
To me, and watching him, and I said to Carol the other day, there's the running back. You know, and sometimes guys don't play enough to find out how good they are. And I just think, you know, he runs with a good base. He can break right and left with good balance. He has enough power. He keeps his weight back enough so he can quickly move left to right and make somebody miss him. No, I'm impressed with him. I really am. The more I see him, the more I like him. And I don't know how good he is as a third down back, but I know this first and second, I'd leave him in there.
Wow, I love what you said there. This boggles my mind, Dick. This kid is from Notre Dame, high-profile program, went undrafted. How does one draft him?
Yeah, we all make mistakes. There's a lot of free agents. No one drafted Kurt Warner. You know.
Wow, that's true.
No one drafted London Fletcher, you know, and we had a lot of guys on a Super Bowl team here at the Eagles that weren't drafted. Now, I had three offensive linemen in the starting lineup with my Super Bowl team that weren't drafted. Nobody does it right every time.
Wow. Well, it's great that we got them. Other side of the ball, Jim Schwartz gotten a lot of heat, Dick, for not blitzing more this season. Should he be in this game Sunday against the Cowboys?
You know, you got to be careful blitzing with the secondary that we have. You know, that you can play all the man coverage because when you blitz, unless it's zone blitzing, when you blitz, you've got to most of the time play man-to-man coverage. And it's, you know, one-on-one, five-on-five. And when you do that, you better get to the quarterback. And if you don't, you just hang out those average or below-average coverage people You hang them out to dry, and they're going to get burnt deep. And I understand why he's doing that. And he's never been a big blitz guy anyway. You know?
Right, right.
But because he's relied on those down four. And it's going to be critical this week. The whole week, I think, in that ball game, it's going to be how the two different teams handle the situation. Who really is good in the red zone this week? Who really is good at converting third down or preventing the opponent from converting on third down? And this is where I see the Eagles winning the football game, in those situations, in the red zone and on third down. I think put all the packages, offensive and defense together, I think the Eagles are better in those situations than the Dallas right now. That's how I think they win the game, as long as they don't turn the ball over.
All right, Dick, we've learned so much from you having you on all these years, and one of the things we've learned is that you don't love when a player on the Eagles talks tough, goes a little over the line. Here's what Camus Grugier-Hill said 2 days ago about the Cowboys. He said they always choke and they're going to go down and make them choke. Dick, would you want a player on your team to be saying that before the big game?
No. You know, I just don't believe in help motivating the opponent. And I think even nowadays that sometimes the media people that really blast the Cowboys and call them stupid names and all that, I think that gets down into the opponent locker room today.
Ah.
With all the technology and things we have, there are no secrets. And I just don't believe a player on a team should help motivate the opponent. I just don't believe that. You know, there's enough problems with going to Dallas.
Right. But I just, if you don't mind, Dick, I just want to say, it sounds like his mouth wrote a check that his ass now has to cash. Is that the way you say it? That's the way you say it, right?
Yeah. Chuck Knox used to say, don't overload your ass with your mouth.
That's a new one.
Yeah.
All right, Dick, when you're, look, you've already demonstrated to us you're not a big fan of the Cowboys either. When you were preparing to play them, was it a different preparation week for you? Is there more intensity? Tell us how you prepare for when you're playing an arch rival like the Cowboys.
The only difference was mental and emotional, not physical. I mean, you prepared the same way, the number of reps in the different situations and how you know, but there was always more emotional intensity in practice in a coaching staff and player. You just can't help it because that's Dallas Cowboys. You know, and it's great. It's great for the conference. It's great for the league to have those kind of competitions. And I know there was always a difference in my attitude. You'd like to be that way against everybody, but it's really tough. 16
right.
games, you know, pissed off at the world doesn't work really good. You just wear out. But I know when we played Dallas, there was always a different edge on me, out of respect, really.
Yep.
Not so much hate, just out of respect and knowing how tough Tom Landry was to beat down there. And now, you know, they're playing. Dallas is playing better. I think Dallas has more than anything gotten tougher the last few weeks in starting to win. I just see more deliberate execution. I see more deliverance in physicality on both sides of the ball. I think it's because they're running the ball more, letting Elliott carry the load. It took a little heat off the quarterback, and it toughens up the entire football team, I think. And we're going to have to be every bit as tough going down there, if not tougher.
All right. Well, you're making people a little nervous now, Dick, because it's time for your fearless forecast. What's going to happen Sunday, Dick?
I think we beat them.
Wow. You know,
we have not done a good job all year taking the ball away. I think we finally, because it usually comes around. Especially when you've been good at it before. Usually, it starts coming your favor. I think we end up positive in takeaways, and we beat them. My computer says we lose by 4, okay? But I don't think so. I think the emotional side, the pressure on our Eagles, and the momentum they've been gaining the last couple weeks, and just seeing the better execution of the offense, I see us going down there and beating them. Because Dallas is not a high-scoring team.
Right. Well, I got to tell you, Dick, I think I'm going to watch the game with some delicious Vermeil wines. If you live in if you live in Pennsylvania or Jersey, you can get them now shipped directly to your home. Go to vermeilwines.com for the coach's entire wine selection. Dick, as always, thank you, sir. We'll talk next week.
All right. Take care.
Great Dick Vermeil. He went Eagles, Al.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.